present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a visit to Coventry, where there's exciting news taking over the title City of Culture in 2021, and that'll make Coventry officially nearly as good as Hull. When manufacturing took off here, Coventry became known as the capital city of torch batteries, with many types such as AAs and PP3s in alkaline and lithium being exported around the world. And the only one that didn't sell everywhere was the PP9, which is German for toilet out of order. The chef, Hugh Fernley Whittingstall, whose first TV series was Cook on the Wild Side, began his experimental cooking in the countryside around here, foraging for food in fields and hedgerows, eating roadkill and anything he could find. But his children finally objected when he put ginger in a curry. They loved that cat. The Actors' Union Equity have a retirement home for elderly performers at Kenilworth. Considered one of the best of its kind, they recently approached our own Timbrook Taylor to see if he would be interested in taking a room there. But sitting all day, every day, staring out of a window with bits of his breakfast splattered down his front, devoid of activity and dreaming of a fleeting career that few could recall, could he really give all that up? Let's meet the teams. Please welcome, on my left, Miles Jupp and Rachel Paris. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Harry Hill. And taking his place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever-rippling Sven. We start this week with a round that's all about musical groups. Choosing a good name for your band can be the difference between success and failure. And with this in mind, teams, I'd like you please to suggest names of bands almost certainly doomed to fail. Tim, you can start.
The Grateful Deaf.
Rachel.
One Dissection.
And Miles.
ZZ Bottom.
Harry.
Chaka Can't.
Cosby, Pills and Rash.
Destiny's Piles.
Nob Dylan.
The Whom.
Bros.
Sting and the Community Support Police Officers.
The Small Feces.
Speaking of, Stink Floyd.
Public Enema.
Wet, wet, wet. Wet, 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 wet. Wet, wet, wet. Wet, 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 wet. Wet, 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 wet.
Repetition.
Well, time now for a musical round as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Coventry is, of course, the home of ska music, and one of British ska's biggest stars was Birmingham-born Ranking Roger, who shot to fame in the 1980s when Jonathan Ross tried to pronounce his name. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. And Colin would like you to know he doesn't just provide piano accompaniment. In the 1980s, he was the man behind Teardrop Explodes, his ill-advised foray into the contact lens solution business. Okay, well, we'll start with you, Harry. I'd like you to sing the words of Single Ladies by Beyoncé to the tune of There'll Always Be an England.
All right, now, everybody, put your hands together. Do we have any single ladies in the house tonight? All the single ladies. Now put your hands up in the club. Just broke up, I'm doing my little thing. You decided to dip, but now you're on the trip. Was an upper brother, notice me, I'm up on him. He up on me, don't pay him any attention. I cried my tears for 3 good years. You can't be mad at me, 'cause if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
It's actually one of the few songs about how to keep pigeons.
Thank you, Harry. Well, it's your turn now, Tim. I'd like you to sing the words of Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood to the tune of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to calm. Relax, don't do it when you want to suck it. Relax, don't do it when you want to calm, but shoot it in the direction, making it your intention. Oh yeah, live those dreams.
It's your turn now, Miles, and I'd like you to sing the words of Creep by Radiohead to the tune of New York, New York.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel, your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world, and I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Don't care if it hurts. I want to have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I am not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special. I wish I was so very special. I wish I was. I was special.
Now, Thank you, Miles. Well, finally, your turn, Rachel. And I'd like you to sing the words of It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls to the tune of I Vow to Thee, My Country.
Just about 10:30, for the first time in history, it's gonna start raining. It's raining men, hallelujah, it's raining men, amen. Gonna go out, gonna let myself get absolutely
Rachel Paris there, making her debut on the show with that wonderful rendition and having to sing to Colin Sells. Not easy. The next round is all about making connections between words, and it's called Word for Word. Okay, so I'd like you to start exchanging totally unconnected words. Tim and Harry and Miles and Rachel, your job is to try to spot a connection and so on. So off you go, please. Tim and Harry.
Camel.
Stave.
Kangaroo.
Keg.
Miles, kangaroo, keg?
They both start with a K. If that's not a connection, I'd like to know what the hell is.
It's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Fair enough.
I like a bit of fun. Yep. Yeah.
Well, we should have some later on, I imagine. So over to Miles and Rachel now.
Plinth.
Cucumber.
Harry Hill has come in with...
The standard way of displaying a cucumber is on a plinth. In a high-class grocer's.
Yeah. Is that how you mount your cucumbers?
That is a connection, that's true. So it's back to... Harry and I shop in the same place, so we know. So over to Harry and Tim.
Dremel.
Constipation.
Flick.
Elephant. Elephant.
What? Rachel, you've spotted a connection between flick and elephant.
Yes, an elephant's trunk's main function is to flick things. Secondary function.
It's a secondary function of
still
the
a function
of the
though.
Tail is the, that uses the tail to flick things. The
both
trunk
I
is
would
very
argue.
Firmly for.
I think you're panicking now, grabbing. Harry.
Buns. They're eating buns.
Buns. And they flick water, don't they?
Yeah.
They spray water, they don't flick water.
Yeah. Harry's right.
She's pedantic, is she? Mm.
I think that Rachel's right. She's spotted a connection there. So, yes, it's over to Rachel and Miles.
Thank you. Scarf.
Federalism.
Autumn.
Guitar.
Tim, autumn guitar?
I always get guitar in the autumn.
All right, well, that's it's a connection for you. So, back to Tim and Harry.
Marsupial.
Colonel.
Buttock.
Miles.
The chap who ran the officer training corps at my school was called Colonel Buttock.
That explains a lot.
His butt was worse than his bite.
Yeah, yeah, but I was... It was Colonel K-E-R-N-A-L.
Oh, yeah, he was allergic to nuts.
Now, if Colonel Buttock is part of your horrendous memory of boarding school, Miles, we won't go any further into that, and I'll let Harry and Tim continue for a bit longer.
Gypsum.
Jungle.
Demon.
Mariner.
Pew.
Umbrella.
Rachel, Mariner Pew.
There are many songs in church about those lost at sea.
Yeah.
It was Pew, P-U-G-A.
I'm going to allow that. I think back to Rachel and Miles.
Plank.
Shaft.
Fillet.
Okay. Tim, are you sure you want to...
No. Harry made me do it.
Shaft and fillet, yes. Go on, then. Go on, Tim.
Well...
Gong has come, which means it's sadly the end of the game. And we'll probably never know whether Tim was right to intervene there or not. OK, the next round is all about unreported historical events. In this round, teams, I shall spin the wheel of history. And every time it alights on a date, I'd like you to provide me with a previously unreported historical event. OK, so let's give the wheel its first spin. That's AD 731, Tim.
731, that was when the first clap clinic was established by the early historian, the venereal Bede. Apparently.
All right, let's spin the wheel again. This one's for you, Rachel, and it's going to land on 1946.
1946, of course, was when Gandhi, after many years of struggle, finally achieved freedom for cloakroom attendants and was honoured with the title Mahatma Coat.
Very nicely done, thank you very much. Let's go for another one. This one's for Miles. Where's it going to land? And it's 1017.
1017, that was the year that King Canute tried to turn back the waves to distract attention from the invention of anagrams.
OK, let's have another one. This time, for a special treat, I'm going to let Colin spin the wheel. Come on, Colin, put all your strength into it. Never mind. OK, so... Harry, it's 1944.
Well, it's very well known that in 1944, Klaus von Stauffenberg led an attempt on Hitler's life. But what is less well known is that the day before that he attempted that, he tried to push him into some nettles. He didn't like that. They were making an effort.
Very good. OK, here are some for just any of you to have a go at, and...
..1969. Well, of course, throughout the 60s, in each different year, different items of cutlery were, of course, being loaned out. Loaned, mind, not given. Loaned. And 1969, famously, was the year of the spoon lendings.
Very good. Let's have another one. Go on, Colin. Have another go. Come on, don't be shy. Come on, give it all you've got this time. 1963.
Yes. Dallas, Texas. Dealey Plaza. Overlooking Dealey Plaza, the book depository. And in that book depository was Lee Harvey Oswald depositing a book.
Yes. And there's a final one. Colin, have another. Oh, come on, another. One more go. Come on, just go on. See, when you get angry, you can do things, can't you? And it's landing on 1991.
Well, the 90s, a tumultuous decade. Most famous, I think, in fact, each different year of the 90s, various different shellfish or crustaceans were sort of popping up all over different territories within Eurasia. And 1991 was the scallops of the Soviet Union.
The next game, Bogglebox, is based on the popular Channel 4 favourite in which television programmes are minutely dissected by a panel of hypercritical viewers. You may not be aware, but something very similar was actually tried on the radio. Here's an extract from the unsuccessful pilot.
Hello. In today's In Our Time, I'll be discussing...
OK, teams, I'd like you to take turns sitting on my imaginary sofa watching television. However, the opposing team is unable to see what show you're watching. Their challenge is to guess the identity of the TV show from your comments alone. And we'll start with you, Miles and Rachel. Your programme's title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen for the listeners at home. Here's the mystery voice.
The Bodyguard. The Bodyguard.
Right, so Miles and Rachel, start watching your TV show, please.
Ah, oh, he's lovely, isn't he? Always very smartly turned out.
Doesn't have much to say for himself, though.
No, well, just as well. I can't understand a word he's saying. Still, he's a nice boy.
Well, he's a very nice boy, isn't he? Driving around everywhere with his mum.
I'm so attentive to her. It's mum this and mum that.
She's aged very well, his mum.
Well, with a son like that looking after you, I'm not surprised she's well preserved.
Mind you, he's no angel.
No, he's not. Remember early on that train, he got the foreign woman to take her clothes off? Just as well she was wearing a heavy-duty corset.
Hello, what's going on now?
Oh, he's giving his mum a nice cuddle.
Oh, he's going in for more than a cuddle, I'd say.
Oh, heavens! Are you sure that's his mum?
If it is, she is going to be furious with him. You watch, I bet she explodes.
It's not Michael Portillo's Great Train Journey, is it?
I think it is, yeah.
24 hours in police custody. Is it?
Oh, he's very protective of her, isn't he? I suppose that's his job.
Bodyguard. The bodyguard.
Yes, bodyguard. OK, so it's your turn to be the TV viewers now, Tim and Harry, and your programme's title will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board, while here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Goodies. The Goodies.
Can you start watching the TV now, please, Tim and Harry?
Yes.
Oh, God, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember this kids' programme.
It's not a kids' programme.
Yeah, it was for kids. Only kids would find this funny. Is this the History Channel? What were we...
For some appalling reason, it's never been repeated, you know.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. When was this made?
70s, those were the days.
Yeah, there was only three channels, weren't there? Two if you lived in Kent. Look at them, the three of them. Only a matter of time, surely, before Operation U-Tree catches up.
Look at that adorable kitten.
That's a big one.
Oh, that is a big one. Oh dear.
Oh. I didn't think it was possible to ride a bicycle like that.
It wasn't.
I'm sure I've seen the small one with the hair looking at something through binoculars.
A bearded tit?
Yes, that's him. Come on. Which one's your favourite, Tim?
Oh, I like the one on the front.
Oh, well, the idiot in the UKIP waistcoat.
You know they nicked that font off Harry Hill.
Oh, they're not going to sing, are they? Turn it off.
Okay. Oh, we turned it off.
We both think it's the goodies.
Well, it is very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of British action films. Former Army officer Sven tells us he's seen action in many theatres as a helicopter pilot in the Air Corps. He was renowned for his devotion to even the lowliest of privates. Once after noticing a man down, he skillfully guided his chopper in fast and low, only very reluctantly accepting the order to pull out. So in this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of action films that have been made specifically for the British market. Miles, you could start.
Big Trouble in Little Chef.
Tim?
The Girl with the Fag and Tattoo.
Rachel?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Attenborough.
Harry?
Robo Lollipop Lady.
Full Metal Jacket Potato in the John Lewis Cafe.
Mardy Max.
Morris Dances with Wolves.
Gunfight at the OK, whatever.
Jolly Good Fellas.
The Fast and the Fairly Ticked Off, actually.
Das Car Boot Sale.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Leather.
The Dear Oh Dear Hunter.
Men in Slacks.
Annie, Get Your Coat, We're Leaving.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the tanked-up text message of time is drunkenly sent to the previous partner of posterity and later cited in the divisive divorce case of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Sven and myself and our audience here in Coventry, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Timbrook Taylor, Miles Jupp, Rachel Paris and Harry Hill were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.